Introduction. Sexual addiction is commonplace in our culture, but so is the desire to heal. 25 years ago, clients came to me with the sole purpose of stopping their self-destructive sexual behaviors. Today, it's a different story. Not only do they want to put an end to the cravings, they want to live better lives as well, with greater intimacy. The root cause of their suffering tends to be brokenheartedness. I have found that out-of-control sexual behavior is really about pain, and the remedy is reliable relationships. It takes hitting bottom for many people to seek help, but even after therapy, they're often vulnerable to relapse because they remain haunted by their past. On the outside, life looks stable. Yet on the inside, there's a constant fear of backsliding. This is part of the sex addiction paradox. Recovering addicts can appear high-functioning while they deal with lingering pain, longing for meaningful connection. While your compulsive sexual behavior likely began as a way to temporarily feel good, it eventually stopped working. And that's when you realized you had a serious problem. If you're sexually sober, but still feel stuck and dissatisfied, this book will help you establish sustainable ways to connect with others. It takes courage to ask for help and perseverance to get unstuck. So I've provided steps in each chapter to guide you toward dependable relationships and emotional vitality. There has never been a book fully devoted to life after sex addiction, and readers can find inspiration here in the stories of real people who've been in their shoes. These brave individuals fought through their compulsive urges, developing deeper relationships once the sexual acting out stopped. They've been in recovery for a long time, but the guidance they share goes well beyond their experiences at meetings or working the 12 steps. Now they live happy, imperfect lives, no longer defining themselves by past transgressions, instead pursuing meaningful contact with others. As a psychotherapist, coach, and recovering sex addict who has been in 12-step recovery for more than 25 years, I've witnessed hundreds of clients, and even some colleagues and friends, struggle with problematic sexual behavior and its consequences. They too have come to realize that sexual compulsivity is not about sex. It's about deep-rooted challenges with intimacy. I wrote this book for those moving beyond out-of-control sexual behavior and for the people helping them to heal from it. Sex addiction thrives on isolation, shame, and secrecy. To diminish the stigma, this book contains the latest approaches the mental health field has to offer. It's been 35 years since Dr. Patrick Carnes released his groundbreaking book, Out of the Shadows, and this book builds upon that foundation. Drawing on somatic psychology, you'll gain perspective on what's going on in your nervous system and understand somatic awareness, a method to calm your body and mind. Learning about interpersonal neurobiology, you'll see your tendencies toward fantasy and obsession through a new lens. With the help of positive psychology, you'll establish greater purpose in sobriety, all of which can lead to satisfying, intimate relationships. Each chapter plants the seeds of purposeful connection. The goal is to move from intimacy avoidance to reliable relationships, from loss to gratitude, narcissism to generosity, shame to self-compassion, and codependency to clear boundaries. This book offers helpful step-by-step strategies to examine issues that hold readers back, such as unresolved grief, persistent perfectionism, and relentless fantasy, to name just a few. Think of It's Not About the Sex as your gentle companion. It's meant to remind sex addicts that healing from the agonizing pain and isolation of compulsive sex requires daily practice and a new lifestyle. For sustainable recovery to take form, you'll need to say goodbye to your old ways and develop self-acceptance, empathy, and boundaries. It doesn't really matter if your pain is the cause or the effect of compulsive sex. It's time to move forward with purpose and direction. If you're up for this challenge, sexual compulsivity will finally be a part of your past.